Today is Tuesday, August 26, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Web Mistress Day. If you're a web mister, it's not for you. National Got Checked Day. There's a picture of a woman checking her breast, so I'm assuming it's for breast cancer. However, men can check their nuts, so I've been told, and should apparently, to make sure they don't have testicular cancer. So you could do both. Check both your breasts and your balls. It's also National Women's Equality Day. I almost didn't pronounce that correctly. Equality Day. National Dog Day. Oh, Sydney, it's National Dog Day tomorrow. She didn't hear me. She's either had strokes and her brain doesn't function the same as other dogs. Or, because sometimes she hears. But most times it's so weird. It is so weird. Sometimes she does hear. It's also National Cherry Popsicle Day. So go out and have a cherry popsicle. I'm feeling okay today. I know I told you guys I had a really horrible week last, you know, it was just when Mark left. The shit hit the fan. I was just in tears, whatever. Last night, I was able to make myself go to bed at midnight. But let's go back. Let's go back, though. Because I know I talked about some of the weekend, but I didn't really get into what my dilemma or what my problem is. My problem is when I am alone, I go from being a responsible adult because there is a bottom to my irresponsibility, meaning, you know, I'm going to get things that need to get done eventually. But, you know, any schedules that Mark and I might adhere to, like eating dinner at a certain time or going to bed at a certain time, or I don't know, you know, things like that, they just kind of go out the window. And as I've said before, I'm a baby. I don't like to go to bed because it's probably because I'm just not looking forward to the next day a lot of times. And so I don't want the night to end. And I know as soon as I go, because as soon as you go to sleep, you wake up. It's like, or at least that's how it feels to me. When I go to sleep, it feels like that's the real reason I have just cracked the nut, folks. When I go to sleep, to me, it feels like I close my eyes and then immediately open them up and it's the next day. Like, I don't feel the time that the 7, 6, 7, 8 hours that I'm sleeping. Like, I don't feel that time. I almost wish I could, like, not wish, because I don't think you would get good sleep if you did this, but if I could set an alarm every hour just to know that, oh, I've still got 7 hours left. Oh, I've still got 6 hours left. Because really, that's what it is. I really am not looking forward to the next day. And I know as soon as I fall asleep, immediately I'm going to, at least to me, I'm going to feel like immediately I woke up and now it's the next day. And if it's a work week, you know, that's stressful. And then there are other times where I'm just enjoying watching YouTube or doing other things and I just don't want to go to bed. And I'm a baby and Mark has standards and he's like, no, we have to be in bed by 11:30. When I met him, it was 9. I've really worked him up from 9 to 11. He used to go to bed around 9 o'clock. And he was in his 20s when I met him. Who goes to bed at 9 o'clock in their 20s? Regardless, on Saturday, after I came home from my parents and I had my tomahawk steak and everything, I was like, well, this is my Saturday evening. I want to have some me time. And so I, you know, put on, I don't know, I'm watching Department Q on Netflix, and I haven't even decided if I like it or not, but I'm just trying to find something that Mark and I don't watch together. And so I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm trying to not overindulge on food at the moment because I'm trying to lose some weight. And so I, you know, it would have been, and I know I had just eaten at my parents' house, but it would have been, that would have been the ultimate evening. If I could just watch whatever I want, have a little me time, maybe, eat something really fattening, like Whataburger or something like that, and just lay there on the couch and veg out. You know, that would be, or, you know, do some 3D printing stuff, you know, whatever. But but what I did is I watched TV, laid on the couch, did not eat anything. And I don't think I ate anything. No, because I don't think I was hungry, actually. But normally I would get hungry. So I did that, but I couldn't. I kept thinking, oh, I'll just play one more episode. Oh, I'll just play one more episode. Knowing I had church, I had to get up at 8 a.m. And I ended up, the last I remember, it was probably 1 in the morning, maybe 1:30, something like that. So I probably fell asleep around 1 or 1:30. Who knows? I'm not sure. But I woke up at 4 and I had to get up at 8. So I went and got in bed 4 or 4:30, something like that. But you know, by the time you go back to sleep, I probably only got a couple more hours of sleep, or maybe 3 more hours of sleep, we'll say. So it was not a full night's sleep. So I was able to get myself up, go to church the next morning, and get there in time, get there at the right time. I wasn't late, so I was able to do all of that. But I was so tired. I went to the, in between services, I went to my car and I took a nap in my car in between services. If anybody walked by, they were probably like, why is this dude sleeping in his car? Like, what is going on here? And then I go back in, play the second service. I was so drowsy because I had just taken a nap. And played the second service. And then I went home. And there were so many things that I needed to do at home. I needed to mow the lawn. I needed to do laundry. I needed to edit the mix. I needed to record Geeky Gay. You know what I did? I laid down on the couch. And I slept from 11:30 to 3:30. Because I was so tired. And then I had to get up because I had another church service. We had so much church. We don't usually have an evening service, but we had the special thing. And so, and I had to be there by 4:15. So I had to get up at 3:30 and like splash some water on my face. And so I went, but anyway, that's just what I've been dealing with. So then, you know, I finished with that, came home. I hadn't eaten all day because I came, and then I was thinking, well, I'm trying to lose weight. Maybe I'll just won't eat at all, you know. But then I finally got hungry, and but it was like, oh, so what I didn't say is as soon as that was over, I rushed home. It was only 7 o'clock, so the sun had not gone down. I mowed the front lawn because it only takes about 20, 30 minutes to mow the front lawn. So I mowed the front lawn quickly. because I don't want to, it looked fine, but I don't want to get any HOA notices. Our neighbors are very lawn. They all do a very good job with their lawns, or they pay a service. And so can't be having a bad looking lawn. So I did that. Then I ran, as soon as I finished that, blew off the grass clippings, did, you know, whatever, came in, edited the mix, came right up here, edited the mix, recorded, uploaded that, uploaded something else that Daniel needed, and then I recorded Geeky Gay, and I started laundry. I forgot about that. I started laundry during all of that because I hadn't done any of this. So I packed all that I needed to do within like 2 or 3 hours, from like 7 to like 10 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I washed all the dishes from the weekend that had piled up. I had baked a cake for throwing down. I had cut up strawberries laying on a cutting board. It was horrible. I'm surprised I didn't have like fruit flies. But I cleaned it up, took care of it, and got in bed at a kind of reasonable hour. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.